us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for this time of worship. Thank you for your holy presence here. Thank you for things happening around us and within us. And Lord, thank you for this time of the year as we prepare for celebration of Christmas. Father, you are a great God. You care for each one of us. And Lord, as we come and focus our attention to you today, Father, you speak to your flock here, and may your Holy Spirit continue, lead us, guide us, so that may we be your witnesses wherever we go. Bless this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Around the world, things are changing. The population is changing, environment changing, even the climate changing. And look at ourselves. Look at 10 years back or 20 years back, your picture now and before is changing. And that will be changing too when another 10 years come in. However, today the message for us is when you are in Christ, when you are with Christ, three things about Jesus Christ will never change. The love of Jesus, the promise of Jesus, and the plan of Jesus will never change in our lives. Amen? Amen. That's wonderful. And when all of us, when we think about the changes today, the community is changing. And all of us, we come from many different parts of the area that, you know, we've never been, like some of us from Burma, from England, from everywhere. However, today, coming to Sydney, we become part of the community of Sydney. But does Jesus care for the community? Yes, he does. But the common language today we heard in our community is, if you have a problem, don't come. If you have some kind of sickness, take your Medicare and go to the doctor. That is the common language. And also, if you have some kind of mystery and unacceptable thing, you need to stay away from us. That is the common language. And also, isolation is part of our society, community problem. In the newspaper a couple of years back, when I read it, an old lady died in her house for 4 months and nobody knew that she was dead until the bill piled up in her mailbox and people started to notice she was missing for a while. And when the ambulance came in and the police came in, they found out that she was dead for 4 months. Isolation. Another thing, the common language we heard today is to seek our wealth, to gain more money and to live in a comfortable life. However, brothers and sisters, in today, there are needs in every community, spiritually, materially, emotionally, and physically. But what did Jesus do? What would Jesus do today with the needs of our community? Jesus ministered to his community in 5 different areas that I found out in the scripture. There are more of that. However, this afternoon, we will focus 5 points. The first thing is Jesus with his compassion. Jesus called to the needy people. People are in need. Parents are in need. Elderly are in need. Younger children, they are in need. And what did Jesus do? Matthew chapter 11 verse 20 says, "Come unto me, all who are weary and tired, and I will give you rest." That is the invitation. Jesus said, "Come. Come, you're weary and tired. You're tired, maybe you worked so hard, maybe you're working 6 days a week, maybe 7 days a week. Maybe you're working very hard with your assignments to finish it. Or maybe you're looking after your children or grandchildren. You're tired. Really tired. And Jesus is calm, calling to the community to come to him because he's ready to serve them. Another thing is Jesus, with his power, Jesus healed people. He went out to the community, and that particular lady suffering from bleeding for 12 years, Matthew chapter 9, verse 22, she knew exactly what Jesus could do for her. She touched Jesus. Jesus went out. Jesus healed people. Healing. We think healing comes from hospital or medicine, but not truly. If you study medicine, a friend of mine, she's doing a medical research PhD. She got 300,000 grants for doing this PhD. And she said, just tell me something about medicine. She said, medicine itself is a mystery. Cure only comes from God. Medicine can stop what's, you know, the disorder happening in your body, but cure only comes from God's power. And Jesus is the healer. He reached out to the community with healing. Another thing is with humility, he reached to the lost people. There are a lot of lost people in our society, in our community today. So many live in a sinful life. So many live in a miserable life, broken-hearted, and lost in their sins. But Jesus, with humility, when he reached to this lady in the well, said, I'm thirsty. Can you draw some water for me? There's a communication, acceptance of this lady. What she could do for Jesus. And Jesus, open up. Open up. Opportunity for her to fulfill his need. And not only that, Jesus finds this opportunity to fulfill her need. With humility, he reached to the lost. And also with love, he involved with community. Jesus never isolated himself. Jesus never stayed away from the social function. Jesus always involved in the celebration events or in the time of sorrow and sadness. With two emotions happening in this area. In the wedding at Canaan, Jesus went in there. Jesus even helped the celebration from turning water into wine and helped people to celebrate freely and bless their celebration. And when Jesus went to the funeral home, Jesus wept. Jesus wept with them. He involved in their pain and their emotional needs. And Jesus fulfilled their need. Christ and community, when we look into Christ, we know what he did for the community. With kindness, he served. How did he serve? He served like a servant. John chapter 13, verse 14, like a servant, he washed his disciples' feet. Jesus is the one who showed us how to serve the community. The last is, with truth he taught. There are a lot of well-informed people. We live in a time of intelligence, in a time of computer technology so advanced today, you know. I think we shouldn't wait for long when we just clap our hands and the computer screen might come up. Who knows? And that intelligent age we're here. However, people still need the truth to be born again. Born again to know that they belong. To know that they are of God. To know that they can live in a purposeful life. So brothers and sisters, to conclude this message, Jesus involved in this community and Jesus dealt with the need of the people and for us today. We are here in Sydney with purpose. We are alive today with a purpose to be like Jesus in our community. Amen. To be like Jesus in our community, we must know we belong to each other as the body of Jesus Christ. We need each other. We need one another. We need to support and help, and also knowing that we belong. We don't live in isolation. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 13 says we are the body of Christ, needing each other. And we must know that we are God's children, because we address our Father who art in heaven. So we are in the family of God Almighty, who created the heavens and the earth and give us life today. Not only in this life, but also for eternity He is prepared for us. We must know that we are children of God. We must know our priority to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness. Sometimes our priority comes to money. We need money to do this and that and that. No. The Bible clearly says to seek God's kingdom first and His righteousness, and all things will add up. To know that what are we seeking for our family, this community, we should seek God's kingdom and His righteousness. The last one is we must do everything, as Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 to 17 says. Forgive as the Lord forgive. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Unity will never come by system. Unity will never come by discipline. Of course, discipline will do. Discipline is very needed. However, that discipline needs to be driven by the power of the love of Jesus. Without that love behind, the discipline won't work. But with love, combined with the discipline, we must do everything for love. The Lord is good. Today, as our church, knowing that we belong to part of the body of Christ, the Baptist Community Services contributed towards our ministry to reach to the community with love. Knowing that we know that we are God's children in this broken and helpless and hopeless world, we call our Heavenly Father for help and communicate with Him to get wisdom and strength from Him. Let us put our priority to seek God's kingdom and serve Him with gladness. As the theme of our church this year, our God is great. So great that He knows our needs. So great that He's everywhere. It's so great that He's so wonderful to each one of us. And He's good because we can taste and see His goodness. And the wonderful thing is His presence here when we worship. That is the most wonderful thing, knowing that He is in charge of our lives, in charge of our community. Christ and community is one. And we represent Jesus Christ in our community. Brothers and sisters, today is the day we represent Jesus. And tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and the years ahead is for us to serve. God bless you all.